Hey folks, my name is John Meehan, and this is Talk to Me in the Car, a podcast about all things teaching related that I literally record on my car ride home from work as a school instructional coach. I work in Arlington, Virginia, which is wonderful, but the commute is quite terrible, and so I have a lot of time in the vehicle to sort of sit and brain jam and dump out all the cool stuff that I get to talk about during the school day with teachers. I have the privilege of working with about 35 teachers regularly on a monthly basis, and I'm plugged into a whole bunch of really cool networks with ideas to steal from smart people all over the world. So I take that stuff and I just sort of breathe it out in these podcasts. And this week, I would love to breathe out some thoughts about a really cool thing I'm doing in my classroom, which I'll get to momentarily, but to let you know that this is not just me talking, it's us talking. So if you like what you hear, or if you have feedback and you wanted to join in the conversation, this is just the first step of the conversation, the first step of the dialogue. Please tweet at me. I'm at MeehanEDU on Twitter. At like the at symbol, Meehan like my last name, and EDU like teaching, because I really like teaching. And so, having said all that stuff, this week I want to talk about something that you can do in your classrooms today. We try to keep these podcasts at about 10 minutes in length, maybe 11 minutes on the high end. But that way it's action item oriented, so you can listen to the podcast, get an idea, and feel really pumped up, and in the class you go. So please let me know how you're using the same technique or strategy in your classroom. But today, I want to talk about how to get students engaged in ways that you don't expect it, and by using some things that they already care about, how we can sort of cleverly manipulate our way into their engage content. The activity I'm going to talk about today is what I call a social media smackdown. You don't need to be using the social media platforms yourself, but the idea is that our kids are using social media all over the place. And I think it's important because we, as educators, if we want them to care about our content, if we want them to engage with our content, can we provide them the ability to do it in a way that it feels germane or native to the very things that they're using in their own life or their own world? And so I've developed, for my own classes, a social media smackdown type game. I've seen it done tremendous effect from people all over, from Facebook to Twitter, from like these mock-generated profiles of social media, Instagram, dating profiles, things like that. And I'll walk you through how I do a particular application in my classroom, but really you can do it for just about any content area. It works really, really well in humanities classes like history, or English, or world languages, especially in things where you're meeting people from different cultures and you need to develop like a character sketch or a three-dimensional understanding of who this person is or was in your story. So let's say it's history and you're doing the story of the Federalist Papers. You got to get a feeling of who Alexander Hamilton is, who Thomas Jefferson is, who John Adams is, and who George Washington is. And I say is because for the sake of this unit, you don't want them to be who they was or who they were, right? You want them to be who they is, who they are, because they're alive through the duration of your unit, and you're seeing their words sort of spill out on the page and finding their thoughts and finding their hopes and dreams being written into the works that they're kind of putting together. The same if you're studying an artist in an art class, right? You want to know who Frida Kahlo was. You don't want to just say, well, she used to have been this person, or they were this sort of thing, or, yeah, Salvador Dali, he's the guy with the clocks, or he was. You want them to see that as this portfolio springs to life, like, it's coming from the mind of a very real person. And this activity is great to sort of lend that context. So the way that I'll do a social media smackdown is, I've seen it done in a bunch of different ways, but the way that I particularly apply it in my classroom is I pick students into teams of four or five, and they work together. And they have to then develop, as a team, a full social media profile for assigned characters of the particular work of study or the unit of study. It's a great way to sort of start a unit when you're in maybe 2 or 3 days into the unit, as they know a little bit about those characters and sort of want to think like those characters would. Taking the Hamilton example, and if they haven't even listened to the Hamilton soundtrack, which is another just standalone, we'll just do a whole podcast on Hamilton by itself. But let's care about the Federalist Papers. What does John Adams think? What does Thomas Jefferson think? The students have to develop, and they have maybe a 20-minute time limit, a comprehensive social media profile for these characters. And so I'll pick like 4 or 5 different platforms. So like, what would their Twitter look like? How would their Instagram look? What would their Snapchat stories look like? What if they had like a OK Cupid or a Lava Life or, you know, a singles, you know, profile? How would we see them if they were presenting themselves in each of these different spheres. And what's super cool about this is I don't know what the answers are going to be. I have an idea, but I want the students to really dig in the eyes behind the character. And so for each of these different workstations, they have to develop a social media profile for the character in question. So maybe at the Twitter station, they have to have composed 3 to 5 sample tweets that this person might have said on Twitter, including hashtags that they might have included, and including a page number or a direction back to the source text that has inspired that particular tweet. So if Hamilton used the hashtag try to hashtag get money because I'm starting America's bank, where in the Federalist Papers do we see this idea of a strong central government? And how does Hamilton sort of fit into that? Like, why would that be a thing he would think to tweet or share? Immediately, it's a lot of metacognition. And you can then take students and say, hey, why did you think to say that thing about this person? Because they're putting it in language that they understand. And then speaking through their Twitter, like, oh, well, of course he would be talking about hashtag get money or hashtag big ballin' or baller on a budget. Because what they're saying in their own language is this is who this person is or who they were. And if I saw them alive today, I bet they would probably talk about it in this same form or fashion. They're pointing out those main ideas of yours in language that is theirs, which is really, really helpful. Likewise, if they're building like a fake Instagram profile, for example, I love doing this on Google Slides, which is super easy. So you just say, hey guys, you're responsible for filling out the first 4 slides. I want you to write up 5 tweets, and I want you to fill out the 4 Instagram pictures, and I want you to do 3 Snapchat stories, and I want you to, you know, whatever the next thing is. But on the Instagram thing, I'd be like, okay, what type of pictures would, you know, Thomas Jefferson be posting? Make a decision as if you are Thomas Jefferson. Use the open web to find any pictures that you can think to post, and then take those and drop them into the slide as if they were Instagram pictures. So they just sort of fit in like, you know, 4 quadrant square. So maybe in the top left side, it's like a picture of Monticello. Or maybe in the bottom right hand side, it's a picture of France. Or maybe in the bottom left hand side, it's a, you know, picture of the Declaration of Independence. Or maybe in the top right hand side, it's a selfie of Thomas Jefferson smiling. Or like, you know, on a piece of American currency, a picture of Thomas Jefferson. But then ask him to caption those things. Like, why would that person think to post that thing? And what would he or she say about why he or she posted those same pictures? Again, if Twitter is like the written rhetoric of what that person might think to say, the visual rhetoric of what they're doing helps them connect 2 hemispheres of their brain, that right brain creative stuff with the left brain logic and the you know, recall and that analysis. Hey, think like Thomas Jefferson and let's build his profile. If you know he's a little bit of you know, egocentric in some ways, maybe he rivals Hamilton in his ability to be a self-promoter, right? What would he post on his Instagram that would help build his brand? Because you, as a team, are trying to build his social media profile in a way that makes it attractive to people so that they would, you know, become his followers or his friends on these social media channels. If you didn't know the Instagram thing, or if Instagram's not your speed, or if you don't like the visual rhetoric, you can always do something like a Facebook, a good old-fashioned mock-up Facebook profile. Hey, you know, write 3 or 4 posts in the character of Thomas Jefferson. You know, what type of music might he be listening to? What type of websites might he be visiting? What type of links might he think to share with friends? Facebook, even though our students don't use it to the same degree that the previous generation may have used it, eventually every student in our classes, I would wager, will probably at least become passingly familiar with how Facebook works. And so if you had a prompt in there that says, hey, I want you to post 3 things up here, status updates, what is he saying about what he is doing at this time in the story? Or what is she saying? Or what is she listening to? Or what is she sharing on her social media profile? And so Facebook's another great option for that. Our students do tend to love Snapchat, and that's another great possibility for a social media profile. I'll often have just like 3 panels of a Google Slide, and I'll say, okay, I want you to post 3 snaps. What would your characters say on their Snapchat? And what's super cool about it, my students taught me this trick, is they are metacognating what type of things would go on Twitter or would go on Instagram or would go on Snapchat, because they're aware of like the private Twitter or like the locked profiles, the type of things that you think to say that you know are brand building for everyone to see, but then the things that you're sort of sharing in secret in these stories that are like, you know, passing fancies that are designed to go away to only your select group of friends. And then they're really getting inside the heads and the hearts of these characters. Like, okay, so maybe Thomas Jefferson has a public profile about, you know, justice and equality, and here's the Declaration of Independence. But low-key, we find out that he's involved in an illicit affair with one of his slaves, and he's a slave owner. Those are the type of things that he'd be posting to his Snapchat. And if the students happen to have the Snapchat app on their devices for themselves, I absolutely encourage them to, quote, play the part of those characters where they're taking a picture or a snap of themselves and putting a filter over their own faces or their own, you know, puppy ears or glasses. And then they're laying that into the Google slide with the explanation as if, like, oh, here's Jefferson with a big dog face. He's totally a dog because he's lying about this thing. And that's awesome because they're seeing it through their language. They're communicating through their memes. And they're just really having fun bringing these characters to life. It's awesome, and you can think about any other social media platforms too, certainly like dating sites or, you know, maybe a TMZ-style gossip headline, anything you can really think that to find on social media. Have the students develop the social media profiles and then end your class with a big old pitch fest. Hey, here's what we have seen from the character of Thomas Jefferson. Let's walk through why we made the decisions that we made. It's a lot of fun, and it's a great way to get engaged. So please feel free to let me know how you're using this stuff in your classroom or other variants of the same, really putting into their language the stuff that we want to see from our content, because then everybody wins. So that's it for this week. Thank you guys so much for listening, and we'll be back next week with more.